Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another holly jolly episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for technical managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We help tech managers build their dream careers. We stand for tech managers who want to live their dreams and have big, bold, audacious dreams, and we say, let's go get them and let's go create them. No dream is too big. And so depending on where you're watching this, where you're listening to this, we're like coming at you from different points of time. We're magical here. So if you're watching in the Facebook group where we release this first, it is before Christmas and before New Year's. So you're listening to it on the podcast, we're taking a week off. So then this is being released after the new year. But I'm going to talk about Christmas in the holly jolly spirit. And hey, even if you're listening after the new year, we can all use some holly jolly spirit, especially during times like these, during really hard times like these. I don't have an Alexa in this room, so I can say their name without it coming on. So I asked Alexa to play some Christmas music, and Holly Jolly Christmas came on. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Great song. Catchy tune. It's one of my favorite old-time Christmas songs. And I really said, oh, that's cool. Holly jolly Christmas. So I've been like wishing everybody a holly jolly Christmas. And then, you know, because I am who I am and I tend to get analytical and logical and I love playing with language, I'm like, oh, what does that mean? Holly jolly Christmas. Holly. Holly's a plant, isn't it? Holly is a plant that is like really, it thrives during this time of year, during the really cold months. Okay. So how is it possible to have a plant kind of Christmas? Jolly, I get, you know, Santa Claus, jolly, jolly old elf. I can get that. But what does it mean, really? Am I overthinking this? Yes, it's very impossible I'm overthinking this. But then what I connected with was the fact that a lot of you out there, I'm going to guess, and we also know a lot of our clients when they first start working with us, they hear us saying, build your dream tech career, build your dream career, dream career, dream career. It's something that we talk about all the time. We want you to connect with that. We want you to actually build it. And a lot of them react in the same way. I get it. It sounds good. I want to have a holly jolly Christmas, a holly jolly new year. I want to have my dream career. Sounds great, but what does that mean? Exactly. Can you give me some details? Can you give me some rules around this? Can you give me a system to understand it and some structure here? Dream career, this is way too floofy and, you know, undefined for me. So I thought I'd take an episode to talk about what we mean here. Because, look, I'm a practical philosopher. So there's very much a philosophical, magical, artistic part of me who loves flowing through life in an unencumbered way and doesn't want to be encumbered by things like money and rules and systems. But then there's the other part of me, because the exact opposite. I am at times extremely logical. I am at times annoyingly illogical and analytical, like to a fault. And I might overanalyze and have too much of a need for certainty and structure. So it's partially based on my personality, I'm a high SC on the DISC. I'm an INFJ in the Myers-Briggs. It's part of my charm. And part of that charm means that, and part of my, one of my core abilities, not only because of my personality, but because I've honed them over the past 20 plus, it's almost 30 years now, if you count grad school and all the rest of the stuff, honing my ability to communicate what's up here in this crazy brain of mine. And so I thought I'd take a moment to talk about really practically, what do we mean by dream career without getting too practical, because at the end of the day here, we are talking about your dream. And if you insert too much practicality and logicking, Spocking, Star Trek reference, insert Star Trek reference here. If you do that too much with your dream, then it's not a dream anymore. And it's not going to feel like a dream when it actually happens. So this clarity around what is my dream career? What are we talking about? And then even more importantly, what is it for me? That's going to give you so much clarity. And it's the perfect time to do it. It's about, the calendar is about to turn and the calendar has just turned. What's your dream career? What is your dream career? That is the question that I want all of you to drop into your awareness. And here's my guidance. Here are the shifts to make so that you can answer that question in the most powerful, magical, practical, but not overly practical way possible. So first of all, when we say dream career, we're not talking about a pipe dream. We're not talking about something that you just dream about and never happens. So a lot of people use the word dream in that way. Ah, it's just a dream. I dream of someday maybe, visiting Italy and having my own villa. Oh, wouldn't that be nice, Jen? That's how my parents acted, by the way, when I told them I was going to treat them to an all-expense-paid trip to Italy. Oh, that'll be nice, Jen. That's great. What a dream. I'm making fun of my parents in a loving way. And I'm making fun of them because it actually happens. It's kind of like, don't believe me, just watch. Insert pop culture reference here. So we're not talking about a pipe dream that never happens. We're talking about something that hasn't happened yet and feels like a dream. And you are absolutely committed to making it happen. It is just bold enough, just big enough, just audacious enough to say, I can do that. Is it going to be a challenge? Yeah, but I'm up for it because it's going to be freaking amazing. So that's what we mean by dream, and that's what we don't mean by dream. That's shift number one that I encourage you all to make, is that we want you to dream really big, crazily big, like crazy in a good way. We want you to shoot for the moon, and we want you to do it in a way where you know you're going to make it happen. It's going to happen. And you disassociate from the how. In other words, if you start trying to figure out the how, you know you're not dreaming. It's like, oh, how am I going to make that happen? That's not possible. Then you go into not helpful thinking. But we want you to dream big enough where it's like, this is happening. Oh my God, I'm so excited for this. We don't want you to dream from a place of just, oh, someday, maybe that'd be nice, in like a cynical way. There's no space for cynicism here. That's shift number one. Cut the cynicism. These are real dreams we're talking about. Shift number two is, I actually just alluded to it. Leave the how behind for now. Forget about the how for now. So here's the perfect example. So for a lot of you, your dream involves travel. You want to travel the world. You want to travel to Italy. You want to travel to Australia. You want to travel to see the seven wonders of the world. You want to travel to visit your family. You want to travel to lots of different places. But in this time of COVID, travel's harder. People are traveling again. People are traveling again. And that will happen more and more. And everybody's going to have their different definition of safety and their different comfort zone around when they feel safe traveling again. But if traveling is part of your dream, you're going to make it work and you're going to find a way to travel again. Let go of the how. Because if you were to attach the how right now to traveling, then you're just going to squash the dream. And you're going to squash any chance of it ever happening before anything else, right? You're just going to squash it before it even had a chance to start to germinate. So I want you to let go of the how. And what that looks like is when you think about, okay, I want to take a fabulous trip with my family to Italy, and we are going to stay in a huge villa with a swimming pool and wonderful views of the Italian countryside that is driving distance from some of the world's best wineries. And then you start saying, well, but how am I going to make that happen? How on earth are we going to get to Italy? Can we even go to Italy? Is Italy even going to let us in right now? Oh, wow. I even heard that like there's a new strain of coronavirus over there now that's in Europe. I don't think I want to do that. Like, how am I supposed to do that if it involves even more risk? And oh my God, Italy was one of the first places where the coronavirus exploded. Is it still safe? And maybe it is still safe, but like, how are we actually going to travel there? Do we have to fly private? Like, am I going to have to spend a gazillion dollars to get a private plane? And how much fun is it going to be anyway? Like, when we're there, what are we even going to do? Like, how are we going to have fun when we're there with all of our masks on? And oh my God, is stuff even going to be open? Is it just going to feel like a terrible trip? Because oh my God, how is this even going to work? And you've just squashed the dream before you even gave it a chance to germinate. To start to blossom. So get rid of all of that. Let go of the how. For now. That's shift two. Let go of the how. And simply focus on the dream itself. The dream itself, not the how. Focus on the what and the why. So if you need a little bit of guidance here, let go of the how. Focus on the what and the how. The why, the what. Is going to Italy, living in a villa for a week, maybe two. The why is because it's my life's dream, because I've always wanted to, because I love Italy, because I want to give this gift to my family. That's shift number two. Let go of the how, focus on the what and the why. Shift number three, focus on the feeling. The feeling is the secret here. It's why we focus on the why. You know, I've been listening to Simon Sinek more and more. Really love him. I really love the way that he communicates. There's been a number of people who know me well and are like, Jen, you should really listen to Simon Sinek. I think you have a similar way of thinking and being and feeling, and we absolutely do. So Simon Sinek has done lots of great stuff around leadership and also why, the power of why. And in my mind, the power of why, and this follows from the first shift, the power of why is the feeling. Because at the end of the day, we move through life as we travel through life. Yes, it's a series of events. Yes, it's a series of behaviors. But at the end of the day, what we remember most and what is most potent for us in any experience is the feeling. I might even be so bold as to say our purpose in life is to feel good. Yes, that's selfish. I hear you. I hear you saying that. Yes, it is selfish, but there's no way that we can help others if we don't serve ourselves first. You cannot help others if you don't feel good. Doesn't work. Have you ever tried to help a team member or help a family member when you were frustrated or angry or worried? Doesn't work so well, does it? But when you're in a resourceful state, in a joyous state, in a grateful state, even an accepting state of, okay, I get that this is happening, but I accept that this is what's happening, you're in a much better place to help people. Feel good, and the ripple effects are massive in terms of the impact you can make. So focus on the feeling. Focus on the feeling. What is the feeling of that dream? What is the feeling of traveling to Italy? What is the feeling of seeing your family's faces when they see that, oh my God, we actually are going and the plane tickets are there. And when they step onto that villa and they see the beauty of the Italian countryside and when you're there drinking the wine together, what is the feeling? Identify the feeling. Is it awe? Is it wonder? Is it magic? Is it this is a miracle? Is it joy? Is it hopefulness? Is it excitement? Is it juicy deliciousness? Is it gratitude? I think I said gratitude already, but gratitude's a great one. Is it a feeling of abundance? What is that feeling? That positive feeling, by the way. It's what we would often label as positive feelings. They're feelings that feel good. You feel expansive instead of constricted. So that's the third shift, is to focus on the feeling. So those are the three shifts to dreaming. This is what we're talking about when we say build your dream career. So number one, and I'm realizing I forgot exactly how I phrased it. You can rewind and you can catch the sound bite there. But shift number one was essentially cut the cynicism and insert the optimism, right? Cut the cynicism and dream in a way that you know you'll actually get there. Shift number two is to focus on the why and the what and not the how. And shift number three is to focus on the feeling. And when you do that, you get to a place where you're like, oh, it's on. This is happening. And then, only then, like only when you get to a place of this is inevitable, I have placed this order with the universe, with life, with God, with nature, and it's gonna deliver it to me. It's on the way. And the only way to not get it is if I quit. And no way am I quitting, because I am absolutely committed to this why, and I know what this dream and why I want it, and there's no way that I'm quitting. It is on, baby. It's done. I feel it now. It's happening. Only then do you focus on the how. Only then do you then decide, what's my next action so that I make it happen? Otherwise, you're forcing it. You're forcing something that you don't actually feel connected to. You're forcing something. You're pushing towards something that you're not even sure that you want, or maybe you think you know you want, but you're not sure why, but you're not really even sure that you can get it anyway. And why am I doing this anyway? This feels yucky. Only when you know this is inevitable, only when you know your why and are so connected to it, only when you feel the feeling of it and it's like it's here now, then you figure out the how. Then you say, what actions, what inspired, what intelligent actions am I going to take in order to get there? That's when the action comes in. That's when the how comes in. That's when the planning comes in. So look, I know that a lot of you are already there. Like, you know what your dream career is, you know why, you're connected to the feeling, and you know it's on and you need help, I want you to book a call with us, because you're primed, you are so ready to talk with us, and we'll talk about the how. thepeoplestack.com/book. For some of you, you're stuck. You're stuck at either shift one, shift two, or shift three, or all three of them. That's also a reason to book a call with us. So I want you to book a call with us. If you're stuck at, I don't really see how this is possible. I'm actually kind of falling into cynicism here. If you're stuck at, I need to know how, and I need to know how, and I need to know the plan, and I know I need to know that this is going to work. If you're stuck there, great. If you're stuck at, I don't really know what the feeling is. Like, I hear what you're saying. I just can't find a way to connect to the feeling of that dream. What does that even mean? Please help. Or maybe it's all three. I want you to book a call with us at peoplestack.com/book. Because wherever it is you are, you're not going to be able to get unstuck from it without outside help. So a lot of people are like, and we've talked with people who've been following us for a while, and we say, hey, yeah, we want you to book a call with us. And they're like, yeah, I absolutely will, but I need to do some work first. I need to get some even more clarity about what my dream is. I listen to your podcast and I hear you, and I really need to do more work on the clarity of that dream and connecting to the what and the why of that dream. And I need more clarity around connecting to the feeling of the dream. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. And I'm gonna wait. In other words, I'm going to stay stuck. And that's not a good enough reason to not reach out for help. It's kind of like saying, oh, well, why haven't you started working out yet? Right? Like, let's say you're committed to working out and say, you know, working out 2-3 times a week with some weights. Oh, yeah, I wanted to start weight training, but I'm not strong enough yet. That's why you start weight training, is to get strong, and you start with lighter weights, or you start with body weight. You start somewhere, right? You don't put it off because you're not ready. Because the reason that you're not ready is the reason that you need that help. So if you need to think about it, that's the reason you need help, is you need help thinking about it and thinking through it and getting clarity and having it outside expert source helping you get clarity on whatever it is you need to get clarity on. Otherwise, you're going to stay stuck in your head. And if you stay stuck in your head, you're dead, and so is your career. And we don't want that for you. We want you to book a call with us, thoughtpeoplestack.com/book. It's time to stop thinking about it, and it's time to start taking action wherever you are, however it is that you're stuck in your career right now, wherever it is that you're stuck in your head, wherever it is that you're stuck in your heart, where you're stuck emotionally, where you're stuck financially, where you're stuck with a boss who's treating you. We had one of our potential clients said that her boss is treating her like a tissue. Use it and then throw it away. Whatever toxicity you are going through in your life right now, in your work right now, we got you. We're here to help. And that's exactly why you need to book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. I mean it when I say it. We help tech managers build their dream careers. We help them do it. But you have to take the actions in order to get there. We're here to support you to do that. It's up to you to be bold, to be courageous, and to take that next step and finally get the help that you need, so that you don't have to spend one more day, one more week, one more month, one more year stuck in a career where you are settling for mediocre when you know you are meant to live your dreams. We are stand for you. We're courageous for you. We're brave for you. And we transfer that to you. We are the bridge between your mediocre, I'm settling, possibly even cynical life of this is impossible. We're the bridge from that to not only living the dream that you can imagine right now, but to creating even more than you think is possible right now. It happens again and again. Our clients set salary goals. They set goals for their careers, and then they hit them and they're like, well, I thought I was thinking bold. It's time to think even bolder. You're going to exceed what your imagination can come up with right now. And that is thrilling and that is exciting. And we're here to help you do that. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Book a time, pick a time that works for you. You're going to have a conversation about what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. If we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, we're going to craft a custom tailored plan and we're going to talk about all of the details of what it would look like to work together, including the time commitment, the financial commitment, and everything that's going to be required on your part in order to build your dream career. It doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen by simply sitting and meditating and doing nothing. You have to take action in order to make this happen, and we're here to help you do that. If we're not 100% confident we can help you right now, we're going to help you get ready. We're going to help you get unstuck. We're still going to craft a plan for you, an action plan, so that you will be a woman or a man on a mission, and then we'll talk again. We're here to help no matter what. We're here to serve you. It is our privilege and it is our honor. We're living our dream. Rob and I created our dream. This is it. Thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. So book that call immediately, thepeoplestack.com/book. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. A holly jolly festive December, January season to you. Live your dream. It's what you were meant to do. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.